I said that the Arab told Rabbi Bachanan that Amalei called Tlosin Yemen every 30 days, Mahadribul Gehenim, the Gehenim brings them back here, turns them over, Kibosa B'tar Kalachas, like you have a piece of meat in a pot boiling, that the meat it turns around up and down all over. The Yamri Hochet, this is the way they say every 30 days, Moshe V'sarosa Yemes V'hein Badoyim. Moshe is Emes, the Torah is Emes, and we are wrong. This is what happens to the Rishayim when they leave this world, when they have the din, after they get the judgment, they see the truth, they open up their eyes, Oyvei, what did we do? That Moshe is Emes, Torah is Emes, and we that did the Chatoyim, we are wrong. This is the Ma'aseh of Korach. Now the Mishnah goes further, Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chelek Olam Habo. Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chelek Olam Habo. Dor HaMidbar has no Chelek Olam Habo. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chelek Olam Habo. Dor HaMidbar has no Chelek Olam Habo. They were always complaining against Hashem. They weren't Maketoiv. They have no Olam Habo. Shemar says, Dor HaMidbar Hazeh Yitamu V'Sham Yamusu. A double lotion. Yitamu means they'll end. Boilam Hazeh, in this world, they'll die out. V'Sham Yamusu means Boilam Habo. They will not be Zeich Eterno Mabo. Another passage says, "V'Yomam Asher Nishbati Bi'Api Im Yivayin HaMenuchasi." Like I swore my wrath, if they will come to Menuchasi, which means Tel Mabo, that these people in the Bamidbar, the Dor HaMidbar, they will not be Zeicher to Yivayin El Menuchasi. They will not come to Menucha Tel Mabo. Tibur Rebbe Kiva. These are the words of Rebbe Kiva. That Rebbe Kiva dashes, they will not be Zeicher Tel Mabo. Rebbe Lozer Oimer, Hein Boyin Elam Habo. No, Rebbe Lozer argues and says they will come to Elam Habo. Shenema, there's a pasuk that says, Isfuli Chasidei, gather together to me, the Chasidim, Korosai Bris, the ones that were Korosai Bris with me, Olai Zobach, that brought Karbonis for me. And the Dor HaMidbar, they were the ones that brought Karbonis. This pasuk goes on, the Dor HaMidbar, Rashi says, Vayim Dor HaMidbar, Sheh Korosai Bris, Sheh Mokim, Olai Zvachim Ushlomim, the Chasid says, they brought Karbonis. That they made a Krisus Bris with Hashem with the dam of the Karbonis. So the Dor HaMidbar brought Karbonis. That's this pasuk of Isfuli, I will gather together Chasidoi and Karas Bris Yolaizavach. That's what the blessed are. That the Dor HaMidbar are called Chasidim and they will receive Olam Habo. El, if so, it's a kashan of laws. What do I do with the Kiva's Postik? Elo, mani, mekayim, what do I do with the Postik? Hashem nishbati biyapi, that I swore my wrath that they will not, im yavoyin al munichosi. That means biyapi nishbati. True, blessed Hashem made the shwur when he was angry. So right away, the chazrani be, like after that second, like we had before, Hashem gets angry 1 second, after that second, Hashem had chazrata. And he said, no, Rashi said, Nishbati v'chazani bi, V'ayim Hashem Nishbati bi'api. If Nekasi Nishbati, only made Yeshua when I was angry. Or Mischaratani, but after that, I had Charata, no, they will be Zeicher Tel Mabo. That's the B'nai, the Dor HaMidbar will be Zeicher. Yeah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch Oimer, Loinema Postik Zed, no, he comes to stick up for Rabbi Kivish Rosho, that this Postik is not talking about the Dor HaMidbar. This postik of the Hashem will gather them together is talking about other tzaddikim. That Lainema postik zeh elekinega doros aboyim, the future generations. But the postik says, Isvuli chasidoi, that means elu tzaddikim shebechol dor v'dor. These are tzaddikim, the special tzaddikim of every generation. Korse brisi olai zevach, that means who the people that will curse bris with their life, like a zevach, they gave up their life. Elu chananya mishovi azariu. Goes on these three. They were like Moshe Nefesh. True, they stayed alive, but still they put themselves into a matzav, into the burning furnace that they were supposed to die. They were Moshe Nefesh Hashem. All I zevach, who's to go on the ones that had the zvachim, like gave up their life as a korban? Elu Rabbi Akiva v'chaveiro. This goes on Rabbi Akiva, now Sarso Rugei Malchus. Shemosu Atzvam l'shchita. They gave their life up, mamash to shchita, the goyim, the Romans, they came and shechted them, al divrei Torah. They still went to learn Torah, they were moisa nefesh for Torah. That's what this pasuk is going on. The Shimra Menasi Yoimer, boyin hein le'elam abo. these people, Boren Hemi, he goes back to Dorham Midbar. The Dorham Midbar will come to Elam Abor, Yosef was like that. Shinemar the Pasuk says, Ufduyi Hashem, the people that Hashem was Podui, means the people that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim, which means the Dorham Midbar, is Yeshuvan, they will return. Oh boy, you'll see Marino, they'll come back to sin and happiness, means they'll be Zerecha to Elam Abor. See, Dashan, this Pasuk, Ufduyi Hashem Yeshuvan, goes in the Dorham Midbar, they will be Zerecha. So you have a big machlokes here. If the Dorah Midbar will receive Olam Habo or not. Now, Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechanan. Like he's come and say the Maskana, he's the last one. He's a Moira. And he says that Shafka Rabbi Akiva Lachasiduseho. Rabbi Akiva here, he owes Dashan wrongly. He left over his kindness. But we'll see later other places Rabbi Akiva Dashan for the kindness of Christ. So Dashan good for us. Here he left over his kindness. And he dashin wrong, and Rakiva dashin, but the Dorah Midbar is Einlam Chilag Olam Abo. And the Birchin is saying no, they will have Olam Abo. Shinemar says in the Pasuk, Holech v'karosa b'yozni Yerushalayim, Leymar, Zocharti l'cho chesed n'yirayach, I remember the great chesed you did when you were young, means when you went out and to live in the Midbar for 40 years, Avas Kulosayach, the love of the Kulosayach, when they first had chasna, just as they got married, Midbar, the Kaya so went after Hashem in the Midbar, the Eretz Lazura was implanted there, that Novi is saying Shvach praises against Kaya Yisrael, and that Holoch Rosh Ben Yisrael is Chatzlach, Hashem will always remember. I mean, the best course, other people will be Zeicher also. That means to say that, Umah Cherim, Boyim is Chus, that means to say other people will be Zeicher to Elam Abba because of their Chus, that Hashem is remembering the greatness that they did. So hey, Matzvim, like Holshchein, isn't it for sure the Dorah Midbar themselves will also have tremendous chusim that they'll also be Zeichot Eilam Abur? That's Rabbi Yechon's Maskona. Here's from Machlokes Tanoim. This Amar Rabbi Yechon comes to say the Maskona that they will be Zeichot Eilam Abur. We'll soon see what it means. Rabbi Kiva left his Chassidus. Where did he dash in the Chassidus? Now the Mishnah says, Seres Hashvotim, the Ten Shvotim, Einam Asidim Lachser. They will not return. Pasha means they will not come to Elam Abor even. Rashi says, Seres Hashvotim, Shehiglo San Cheriv, so Cheriv threw them out. Shenemrit says, Vayinochem, Becholo, Vechiber, Nar Gozin, the early Modite, is an Asidim Lachser. Rashi says, Mimokim Shigol, from the places they went into exile. Means they assimilated there, they became like the Goyim, and they'll stay like the Goyim. The Gemara says that was the Novi Yirmiyo. He went around to all those cities to try and bring them back. True, Yirmiyo Novi went around to all those cities where the Teres HaShvatim was in Golus and tried to make them do tshuva, make them return. So true, certain people did return. Those people we're not talking about. But the people that Yirmiyo Novi cannot get to return, they will never return. That's called Aseret HaShvotim, Einu Masidim Lachzor. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheres, Kayoyim Hazeh. They were thrown away, Kayoyim Hazeh. What does that mean? Ma Hayom, just like today. Hoylech. After today, it's finished, it's gone. The Einu Chayzeh doesn't return anymore. Time doesn't return. Is Afhei, most of Aseret HaShvotim, those that did not return with Yimyo, Holchim V'Einim Chayzim. They went and will not come back. Rashi says, Shekach Gozer al Menachosh Baruchu, Shekivin Shoizim es Perosoi, they're leaving my Torah, who Megal Oysan. They're going into Golis, and Kayyam is there, they'll stay there. Divar Rebbe Kiva, these are words of Rebbe Kiva. Again, the Hidashins, Legana Hidashins, they will not come back. Again, Rebbe Lezrai Mano. The Postit says, Kayyam Hazeh, you know what that means? Ma Yen, just like today. Mapil, it's dark at night, Umeir, but then in the morning it becomes light again. Is Afa Seret HaShvotim, Shafilu Lehem, even though now they were doing Ra, they were also, they're black, they went into Golis, but Shafilu Lehem, Kach, Asidu Lohi Lehem, you should know, come the time that they will return, they will do Tshuva, they will be Zeichot Elam Abur. So again, another Machlokes from Kivin and Rabbi Lazar, if they'll be Zeichot or not. For the Dorah Midbar, now it's Seret HaShvotim. So look at the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. The Tosefta on this Mishnah is and says, Churas Pshana Mishnah also, that Aseres HaShvotim Ein Lam Chilag Olam Habo. Right, that's what the Mishnah means, right? It means they won't return, but that's the Hainu Hach. Since they won't return, they'll never come to do tshuva, they're staying assimilated the whole time, therefore they're living like a guy, they'll die like a guy, and they'll stay like a guy. And Ein Lam Chilag Olam Habo. Shnemer says in the Pasuk, Vayit Shem Hashem Yal Admosam, Hashem throws them off their land, the af, with anger, the chaymom, with the kets of Godol. So, what does this mean? Vayit Shem Hashem Yal Admosam Be'olam Azeh. Hashem was frozen out of Eretz Yisrael, means from this world they'll be destroyed. Vayashlichon El Eretz Acheres, he'll throw them to a different land. What does that mean? Lo'olam Abo, they will not be Zoyche To'olam Abo. Seres Hashvotim will not be Zoyche. Again, Dibur Rebbe Kiva, these are words of Rebbe Kiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar aku oimer. He says like this. Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon. It depends. Imasayim kayoim azeh. When the apostle says before kayoim azeh, in the Mishnah, b'yishlichem Hashem, el eretz acheres, kayoim azeh means like this. If the actions still stay like today, they're still doing avoid zora, still doing ra, einem choizim, then they will not return, and they will not be zechot elam abov. But v'im lav, if they retract, if they do tshuva, they stop the bad actions of that day, chayzrin, then Hashem will accept them and they will be zeicha teilav aborim. So it depends, it's up to them. It wasn't exagerated, they can't come back, it's up to them. Maybe yes, maybe not. Yeah. No. Rebbe says, boy in teilav aborim. Rebbe says also, like the Blessed in the Mishnah, they will come teilav aborim. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Bayayimu, Yitokam Hashem, Begodol, Voroim, the Meretz Asher, that all the Asaras Hashrotim, they will come back. Bayayimaisa Mashiach, Yitok HaGodol, they'll come back. Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Shafko Rabbi Akiva Lachasidusa. Again, Rabbi Akiva left his kindliness that he dashed here that the Asaras Hashrotim will not be Zeich Tehla Mabor, and he argues, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, they will be Zeich Tehla Mabor. And like he has his Pasuk,
okay, turn over.
We want to take our nachla. Nema, the pasuk says, "Holach v'karoses advar me'elat tefayna." Go to the north. That's where the lands where the Aseret Hashvatim were. V'yamartin said, "Tell to them, Shuva mishuva Yisrael nu Hashem." Vloy apel ponai bochem, I will not darken my face with you. Ki choser ani nu mashem. Vloy etel yelam, you will not be thrown away forever. As the pasuk is mashpul to the Aseret Hashvatim, you will not be thrown away forever, but rather you will do tshuva, you will come back, there will be a yeshuvan for you also. That's maskonah of Yechon's maskonah, the Aseret Hashvatim will come back. Now the Gemara says, my chafidusa, where's the kindliness of Rabbi Kiva? It's already two times that Rabbi Yechanan saying Rabbi Kiva left his kindliness, because by the Dor HaMidbar and by Aseret Hashvatim himself, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein lam chelek. Now where is the place that he did have kindliness for us? The Tani run like this, Kitane b'nei Rishoy Yisrael, the children of the Rishoy Yisrael. Now the fathers are Rishoyim, they'll go down to Gehenim, they won't have Olam Habo. What's going to be with their poor children? What's going to be with them? Kitane b'nei Rishoy Yisrael. So the first one says, Ein boyin l'olam abo, they will not come to l'olam abo. Shneimer says in the pasuk, Kini hayoyim bo, boye ketaner, boye kol zaydim, all the wicked people, who v'loyse rishon, the people do rishis, kasht v'lat, they'll be like straw in trouble, oyse hayoyim, habo, omer Hashem tzvokes, asher lo yazav lem, shorish v'yonav, there'll be nothing left over from them, not even a root, v'yan branches, that means shorish, no roots, b'olam azeh, v'yonav, no branches, v'olam abo, Give a Rebbe Gamliel. That's a Rebbe Gamliel dashing. That even the children of the Rishoyim, they'll be wiped out completely. There'll be no Sherish beyond of left. Not in this world, never in Lamabo. Rebbe Kiva Raymano. Kiva dashing is the Boyim ain't Lamabo. The poor children, they will come to Lamabo. Shneimer says, Shoyim et Psoyim Hashem. Hashem watches the Psoyim, which means the young ones. Shekain Kurim Bekarche Hayom Linuka Psiya. In Karachayam, in the other side of the ocean, the way they speak there is to a child they call Psiya. So when Hashem says, Shoyme Psoyim Hashem, means Hashem will watch the young children. The Yerim, another pasuk says, Goydu Ilonai, will be cut down the tree, the Chavrud will destroy it.
But Ramika, Shorashel, B'yari, Shavukin, the roots will still be stayed in the ground. Mashim, there will still be roots, the kids will still be here. The Yerim, so, Mani, we come over with a pasuk, Le'yazav Lehem, Shorash V'yonef, there will be nothing left over. It means to say like this. Hashem will not leave over. They will be paid back for all the mitzvahs they did. In other words, these Rishoyim will not be zeichet all to get reward later. Hashem will give them the reward in this world. In order later, they'll only have to get Gehenna and they'll only get punished.
Won't be left over a mitzvah and a shiur mitzvah. that they did not. Rashi says le mitzvah chamur le mitzvah kala hakol yiyo mavir o meshalim schar liyaltik they're litrim in olam.
If I get paid back the reward now, and order later, let me get the gehenim. So that's what this pasuk means, that there won't be left over one mitzvah. Not that the children will be killed out, just there won't be one mitzvah left over that they did not get paid back for already.
For all the rishis that they did, Hashem will judge them. So Rach, another pshat is, Shurish zu neshama, v'yanav zu haguf. That goes on, then neshama and their guf will not be around. Their children will be around. Will be around. Will still live. That's going on the Bnei Rishoyim of a Jew. But Bnei Rishoyim of the Chavim, a Rosh of a guy, his children, they're Rehakal and Bnei Lamabur. For sure Hashem, when he wipes out those Rishoyim, he'll wipe them out completely. There won't be nothing left over, not their children. But Rabbi Gamliel, Norfolk life in this pasuk, mibet to avad calls they chalomai. They'll be destroyed completely. If not, we learn like this. Koton mi'emesai bo le'olam abo. A kid, at what age does he have to live in order to be zeicher to go to olam abo? Like his neshama comes into him, to what age? Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Barav, Chadam, one says, mishor shenil. As soon as he's born, as soon as the kid is born, he has his neshama, and Rachmon, if something happens, he dies then, he'll be zeicher to olam abo. He'll be a tzaddik le'olam abo. The Chadam once says no, Mishor Shesipra, at the time the child starts to speak. When he starts to speak, starts to talk, that's when his neshama comes in, and at that age, he could be Zeichet Elam Abor, not before. Now, Mandi Yalam Mishor Shino, at the time when the child is born, Shneemit says, Yavoyu V'yagidu Tzikosoi, Liyam Neulad, Mashm, as soon as they're born, Chiyosa, as soon as they're born, Liyam Neulad, right away they could be Zeichet Elam Abor. Chorim means they'll have a neshama, that neshama could live to Olam Abo. At the age that a child starts to talk, the Sivit says, Zera Yavdeinu Yisup Al Hashem Lador. They'll talk. Mash, by the time when they talk, then they'll be Zeicha to Olam Abo. Now, if we learn like this, Revinu Amma Digi Chiddush, that Mishor Shenizra. No, as soon as the lady becomes pregnant, Rashi's Mishor Shenizra, Mishor Sheniklat Hazera Bemeisha, could be even one day old. As soon as the zera becomes fertilized, and the wife, the eggs become fertilized, afilu apilim, even if the mother is mapla as a miscarriage, the nimchan, it gets wiped away, yesh lo chelik liyosid. You should know that child will be zeichet to be an olam abo, the tchias amesim. The chsivit says, zera yavdeini v'op yavr miksubis, perek basra. Yeah. Interesting, Moshe brings down his shuvas also. When Isha has a miscarriage, she has to know that even though she doesn't see that child now, there'll come a time that she'll see him. So the Tchiyas HaMeisim, those miscarriages will also stand up. And he says the Chiddush, they'll be the Tzadikim. But a person that went through this world and didn't do any Chatoyim, they're Tzadikim Gemurim. So sometimes, Achmonis, the kids you never saw in this world, when it comes to Tchiyas HaMeisim, you'll be able to see them. And they'll be Barosh, they'll be the Tzadikim. That's called Mishash and Nizra. The Chiddush says in the Pasuk, Zera Yavdeini, Mashmi, even a Zera, the seed, will worship me. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Mishor Shenimel, the time when he has the Bris Mila. The Sivit says, Ani Ani V'Goyveya Minoyar Nesosi Emecha Afuni.
Which means, Ani Ani, like I'm afflicted. V'Goyveya, I'm ready to die. Minoyar, when I'm young. Nesosi Emecha Afuni. In other words, that they watch me from the Mila. Rashi says, V'Hayim Mila Shevipsaroi Shonu Mishamim Me'em Asesh L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we watch the mila, even though we're afraid to do the mila, still we watch it, machmas emes Hashem. So kitzah b'shas, the kid has his mila, from then on he's zeicher to be a ben olam habo. Verse says, Tony, we know it mishum b'meya. Mishor she yoimer omen. When a child says omen, when a person says omen, that's when he's zeicher to be a ben olam habo. Shneimer Apostle says, pischu shorim v'yavoyo gatzadik, shemir emunim. People that watch emunah, push that trust in Hashem. So we dash in al tikri shemir emunim. It doesn't mean people that watch the emunah Hashem, but the least amount is el shemir omen. As long as the person said omen, as soon as the person says omen, from then on he's zeicher to be a ben olam habo. And my omen, like what's so great about answering omen? So when it says avraham chanina, it means keil melech neman. Just to say you're mekal upon yourself the yiras Hashem, you're saying keil melech neman. And the pasuk says, "Lechein hechivu shel nafsho uforeth piyo levli chayk." In other words, the shell, presumably the Gehenim, opened up its mouth. It opened up its mouth to these people without any measure. Bali chayk. So what does it mean to say? Amar Ashrakish, lemi shemeshayer afilu chayk echad. If a person left over even one chayk, he did not do one mitzvah in this world, so for that he goes to Gehenim. Rashi says, afilu chayk echad milisham. If he left over, if he only left out was just that he did not watch one mitzvah, one chayk, for that alone is needed in the Gehenim. On this, Amr Rabbi Yechon said, no, lo yichol amarayu biyamlet luhochi, HaKadosh Baruch will not be happy if you dash in this, to be so strict upon the Jews. Rather, that would mean to say like this, afilu lo lomad elo chaykecha, someone did not even learn one chayk. Now Rashi said, what he meant to say is that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitzer, sheteidanes Yisroel kokach lakach hoiva, shem look like to be done, that a person did all the mitzvahs, he just left out one mitzvah, say it's done in Gehenim. But really he says, it means to say, afilu lo lomad, it means a person that did not even learn. He did not even learn el chayk echuk echud, one chayk, on that he'll go down to Gehenna. Alright, we'll stop here.